Hi, friends. This is Dr. Ralph Wilson with Joyful Heart Renewal Ministries. Today, we're looking at the steadfast love of the Lord, Lamentations 3, 22 to 23. Before we begin, let's pray. Father, open our hearts. Let your word seep into the crevices of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As you read the book of Lamentations in the Old Testament, it can seem pretty grim. Jeremiah mourns the destruction of Jerusalem by the Babylonians in 586 BC. The book's chapters repeat one dismal lament after another, line after line. It's crushing and reflects the way the Israelites feel after this massive defeat and exile. But the dark lament finally gives way to hope. Lamentations 3, 21 to 24 in the English Standard Version. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. In spite of the bitter circumstances, God's character shines forth. The author highlights three aspects of the Lord's character: his love, his mercy, and his faithfulness. Let's look at these. Steadfast love, great love, mercies, is the Hebrew noun hesed. It is Yahweh's great love, his loving kindness. I like the translation steadfast love, because to me it conveys love that never gives up, never quits. Then mercies, compassions, is the plural noun rahamim, tender mercy, compassion, from raham, love deeply, have mercy, be compassionate. Faithfulness is the noun emuna, firmness, faithfulness, fidelity, steadiness, from aman, from which we get our word amen, to be established, be faithful. In our text, the words are clearly related to each other. Each underscore is a part of God's gracious, steadfast character that brings us hope. This is the character revealed to Moses as Yahweh passed before him on Mount Sinai and is repeated many times in the Bible. The Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, Exodus 34:6. The character words in our text, steadfast love, mercies, faithfulness, are used in parallel as saying something similar. This shouldn't surprise us, since one of the chief characteristics of Hebrew poetry is parallelism. God's character, God's mercies never end, are never depleted, never quit. You see the parallelism in verse 22, never cease, never come to an end. Some modern translations capture this well. When you get to verse 23, this actually seems like triple parallelism, intensifying the idea all the more. Never cease, never come to an end, renewed every morning. And these three lines are capped off with a conclusion based on what they assert. Great is your faithfulness. God, your mercies never quit, ever. Thus, your faithfulness must be very great indeed. Let's meditate for a moment on the phrase, they are new every morning. New is hadash, new thing, fresh, from the verb to renew, repair. At night, I'm tired. My muscles may be sore. I am exhausted. But by the time I've had a good sleep, I wake up renewed, refreshed. God's mercies are like that. Every morning, they're renewed, refreshed, ready to go. They never quit. The depressing, repetitious lament of the first part of Lamentations is broken when these verses appear, 22 and 23. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. And the author exclaims, the Lord is my portion, says my soul, therefore I will hope in him. The verb to apportion, allot, often occurs in the sense of territories in the Promised Land being apportioned out to the 12 tribes of Israel. In verse 24, we're reminded that Yahweh himself is my portion, the territory apportioned out to me, if you will. He is mine. I have a share in him. I have a right to claim him and his promises. I have a right to hope in his promises. I'll take a piece of that firm hope and hang on to it. Yes, I will. My friend, are you discouraged, depressed? Have circumstances crushed you like the fall of Jerusalem crushed the Israelite exiles? Then call these verses to mind as the basis of renewed hope for you. His steadfast love and compassions are yours. As his child, you have a right to them. His faithfulness is for you, and his love never, ever runs dry. It is never completed. It never ends for you. Every morning, his mercies are there for you afresh. Hallelujah. Take hold of them. They are yours through Jesus Christ our Lord. Father, thank you that you are the God of mercies, that you show us the depth of your compassion for us on the cross. Help us to lay hold afresh on you. In Jesus' name, we pray.